Hi there, Poppers. Brian here, and no matter what day this hits, I hope everyone has had a great 4th of July, and first and foremost, it is great to be back again. Did you miss us? Because we have missed you all. Now, we have another great, exciting episode of the Hunt for Green November coming at you, Poppers, and a new promo for this week, which is brought to us by our friends at the Monsters Playbook. So let's give that a listen now.
My name is Johnny, and I'm the host, executive producer, and Prince of Lies for the Monsters Playbook. What's the Monsters Playbook? It's an actual play Monster of the Week podcast set in my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, where no monster can hurt you as badly as you can hurt yourself. It's a character-focused adventure where you'll meet Kira Ashwood, a journalist with a cult past she's desperate to atone for, and a secret power hidden even from herself. Casey Davis, a taciturn secret agent becoming disillusioned with the agency she thought she could trust. Theo Nessos, a professional sorceress trying to escape the shadow of her powerful magical family. And Mark Clayton, a pretty haunted introvert who just wants to make sense of his powers and all the weird things that keep happening to him. This is a show where danger could just as easily come from an otherworldly threat as from the fragile emotions that anchor our characters and bind them together. If you like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, The Dresden Files, or any city-set supernatural story with monstrous threats and messy feelings, check out The Monsters Playbook. New episodes every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Poppers, the gang is all back together again. Razin is an old man, and they're heading straight towards the monster. Now, after that recap, I can't keep you in the suspense any longer, so let's start the show.
You'll have to tell us all about that later. I think we got a kid to pick up and a Hydra to kill.
Okay, Billy!
Can somebody help me off of the ground?
What was that, Billy?
I do not articulate properly. Please help.
I thought he was Jim.
Who's Jim?
You called him Jim earlier.
Oh, Billy, you're always so imaginative. Come here, Billy!
Thank you, sir.
I think as you guys are gathering yourselves, you hear a scream in the distance.
Oh, shit. Time to go.
I told you there'd always be more heads, Jim.
And Leon is just kind of like clanking into the back of the van again.
Yeah.
The fire's probably gone out at this point.
Yeah. I think we're hastily shutting the doors once you get in and starting to drive off towards the screaming.
Well, I did actually have something to speak to with that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I did want to speak to something with that because I believe that when we last left off, we had Brogy and two civilians in the back of the van with us.
Correct. Yep.
Oh, so I set somebody on fire, probably.
Well, maybe, but also we have two vehicles now.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So we could split up.
So Alexander like wants to make the suggestion of like, okay, hey, we have Raj stole a Jeep. Everybody who can fight, let's pile into the Jeep. Everybody who needs to not die, which is most of us, but the people who can't fight, go with Larry in the van.
I think that's a good idea. Can Brogy fight? What was Brogy's deal again?
Brogy can fight.
Yeah, I don't.
He's a bear with a skateboard.
Yeah.
Who is becoming more bear-like.
He's one of them damn millennials!
Raj, you're a million years old. You're literally a millennial.
Oh, that's funny. I think that Wiley would definitely go with. He would ask Larry and Margarita. What was the other one? Hold on.
It was...
Mercedes. So he would ask Larry and Mercedes to stay behind with the two people we picked up. Brogy's welcome to come with if he wants, but Wiley's on board with this plan from Alexander.
I think Brogy is considering goes yo Wiley. I think best I stay with them just in case they circle back.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. You're scared.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, sir.
But Wily, I can help. And he hands over his skateboard.
Oh.
Use it wisely, yo. And you now have a skateboard.
Nice.
I'll.
It's just a regular skateboard.
Yeah. Wily's just like, I'll be careful with it, bro.
Is Brogy wearing sunglasses?
He is.
Constantly.
All the time.
Raj is taking his sunglasses, and he's going to say, I'm commandeering these!
Oh my god, Raj. I like the idea that, like, Brogy gives him the skateboard, and the decal on the underside is all, like, old art from the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. I like that.
Like, apart from, like, the 70s run of the show.
Yeah. I like that a lot. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, Wily's going to try to use the skateboard instead of joining everybody in the Jeep, then.
All right.
Goddamn children, skateboarding on my yard!
Well, we're on dirt, so...
Well, we used it on the dirt, so...
Oh, it's one of those off-road skateboards with, like, the monster truck rubber tires.
There you go.
The little knobby ones.
Actually, I just see that. He's going to say this.
Reminds me of my grandchildren.
And now you have Brogy's bro board.
Brogy's bro board. Can I write that down on my character sheet?
Yep. So you have a when using Brogy's bro board, you have a +1 to any roles involving pursuit of someone in a wooded area.
Oh, cool.
Oh, sick.
Raj demands to make a grandpa demand. He wants Wily to wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet, young man. You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
Good. Alrighty, guys. Let's get...
Does not put on a helmet.
Yeah.
Not at all.
He's just going to wait for them to drive off in the Jeep and just follow.
Are you going to fucking skitch our Jeep? Is that what's happening here?
You're going to grab the hitch and ride off?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I'm gonna hold on to the back, yeah. That's a great idea.
Fuck yeah.
You guys take a sharp turn and slingshot me, you know? Like, it'll be great.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
We have our first phase of attack.
Yeah.
Slingshotting you at the creature.
Okay, I think this time, because Raj definitely stole Brogy's sunglasses, as he puts them on, he turns on the radio again, and this time, Eurobeat, gas, gas, gas comes on, and Raj slams the gas pedal.
Do you like my car?
Boom, takes off with the song.
So, while we're driving, I just kind of... I imagine Alexander got in the passenger seat, and our automaton friend, whose name I unfortunately can't remember, Leon?
Yeah.
Leon is taking up the whole of the back seat.
Probably.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that tracks.
You've got what? You're like one from dying currently, correct, Alexander?
Not anymore, because you guys did help out with that.
So where are you at?
I'm at 3 now.
I was going to use magic to heal you, but I'm also afraid that if I F up, I'm going to...
Then you just kill me.
You're going to be melting the Jeep.
Yeah, or I burn you to death.
Yeah, maybe don't. I was actually going to ask, since we are in a Ranger's Jeep.
Oh, is there a med kit?
Yeah, I would imagine that there would be a med kit.
Yeah, there'd be a first aid kit.
If we want to really be a stickler, wouldn't there be like a flare gun and some flares?
Oh.
Technically, yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I feel like that would exist. I'm not the DM. I don't know why I'm...
Yeah, I'll say those exist.
Oh, that's what I was actually if that would be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely remember how medkits work in Monster Week if you don't have a specific...
In Memester, I've always treated medkits as like one free use of the move medic.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
But, like, it just expires. You can't use it endlessly.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah, let me pull up Dan's playbook real quick, because he has it. At least he should.
I could also pull it up, if you don't find it.
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay, cool.
Because that's an expert move.
Professional, too.
A professional. I get those two playbooks confused all the time. Medic. Yeah. Yeah, so you have to roll plus cool, and then you get effects based on that. So, cool, yeah. I'll roll that. And my cool is 1, so that's... better. That's a 9, and so on a 7 to 9, I either heal 2 harm or I stabilize, so I will just heal the 2.
Makes sense.
There we go. Yeah, so I just grab the med kit out of the back of the Jeep, reaching past Leon, and start, like, wrapping my ribs. Because it grabbed me around my waist, so I'm assuming that, like, something broke.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And then I turn over to Raj and I say, so, what's with the new look? And I like actually like look him up and down and notice that just he doesn't have any like angelic grace anymore, does he?
Yeah.
Nope.
He doesn't. And he actually has a package now.
Well, Billy, that mean old worm ate my angel essence, and I'm a human now.
Okay, but why are you old?
I am also confused.
Because the lore worm is an asshole.
That's fair.
Of all bodies to curse me with, it curses me with this.
It may almost be fitting, Mr. Raj, as you are like a million years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they do call me a boomer because I did see the Big Bang.
Wildly laughs at that one from the back.
Just sketching like on the back of the car, like that.
Yeah.
Good one.
But this is me now. I'm going to have to get used to this because how do you people do it? Always being pulled to the ground. I don't like it.
I do not understand the nature of your question.
I believe they called it the gravity. Yeah, that. I don't like gravity.
Well, I mean, you know what?
For some reason I've been letting out instances of methane gas. What is this?
That's a fart.
Are you saying you've never farted?
You see Leon just like flare up a little bit in the back seat, like right behind Raj.
every time he does it, there's just like a small puff out of Leon's head.
Like, it's literally that scene for Family Guy. You just hear a... And Raj just goes, what the hell was that? There's so much I have to get used to this.
And we're at the hideout.
Yeah.
Raj has just been saying, what is hungry? What is this?
What is this shit? I hate it.
Yeah.
What is this little meter in front of me that shows chicken wing? Raj thinks he's in Minecraft.
He has a fucking Minecraft, like, hunger and health meter.
Yeah.
You see him, he's just driving, as you guys pull up to the hideout, he's just swerving side to side, hitting the horn for some reason. Like that episode of The Critic where they, where the grandparents are going to the airport and the father's like driving mad. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, can't you see the danger we're in, Eleanor? Wait, I've made this joke before on this, haven't I?
No, you haven't. I just know the scene you're saying. I love The Critic.
Billy, can't you see the danger we're in?
Swerve.
Oh my god, it's coming right for us.
It's a squirrel.
I think it would be funny for Leon to be like in the back, just kind of like an air raid siren a little bit. Just like a perfect imitation of like an air raid siren coming from the backseat. So he's laying on the horn and you can just hear like...
Yeah, nice. We get a nice side shot of like the Jeep flying through the forest. And like as it goes, we get the Doppler effect of it like...
Oh yeah, guys, are you as you guys are heading to the hideout, do you let them know what you figured out? Or let Raj know what you guys figured out?
Oh,
I think we would. I think...
Oh, Raj is going to relay everything.
I think we would all kind of just relay between like what happened and like what we've kind of figured out like without him.
Yeah. Leon, can you lay it out for me? Because you noticed things that like Alexander for sure didn't.
Yeah.
So like Leon would just be like, you could see it when, I guess for you, it's deaf, but I have no ears. But it was visible in the mirror for a second and then nothing. And then I... used my body to create a sonic blast of sorts, and when everybody plugged their ears, it became visible, and then I blew the doors off, and yeah, you pulled up after I blew the monster's face off after it tried to eat Alexander, and here we are.
Oh, so wait, you were able to see it in the reflection too, right?
Yeah, in the rearview mirror. I was, I thought I said that, did I not? I might have not.
No, you did.
Yeah, no, you did. In that case, and like Alexander turns around and just kind of like, I've always been imagining Leon's body as being like very Iron Giant looking.
Well, I thought we had said he was like C-3PO, so like extremely shiny, like
yeah,
kind of like a chromey gold, so like extremely shiny.
We were in the back of the van.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at Leon and. We were talking about Leon's coating and how shiny they are.
Yeah.
So is Leon like reflective? Can we see other things like around us in Leon?
I would think in theory, just because he's like that chrome, like that chromy, like really like chromy kind of color, you know, which does is very reflective, you know. And so I would think like he would be made of something that was reflective enough so that you couldn't miss him. Like, I think that was something that was probably just like he was made that way so people could not miss him. Right.
Okay.
We could also rip the mirrors off the Jeep, too.
Yeah, I was also thinking about that.
Oh, I was just going to break one of the mirrors off and just hand it to somebody. Like, this might help. You could also probably use my body for reflective purposes. And I know that sounds wrong, but...
The other thing I will bring up to keep in mind is that it is nighttime, kind of, because you guys are...
Okay.
So that will work too, but you also need... One thing I might want to think about is maybe...
Light source?
Yeah.
So I have one of my gear is like, I have energy blast that comes from my hands.
Okay.
But the problem being is that they're too harm.
So
I could, in theory, have both my palms ignited as a human torch, basically.
Oh, dear God.
Right? Like Lady Liberty, like just like hands above my head, like straight, like lighting the pathway. But there's also the risk that I burn the forest down. So is that a risk we take to have light?
Oh, dear God.
Well, we don't want things to know that we're coming in the first place. I do have an existential question for everyone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who among us has a soul?
I do not.
I think I technically do, right? Because
yeah,
I'm a living being, even if I'm from a cartoon, so I'd have a soul.
I do not. I am artificial intelligence.
Does Raj have a soul now?
He does.
Since I'm a... Oh, God, no!
It's ratty and tattered with all being an angel, too, but he has one now. He feels guilt.
I don't like this!
So unless you count like advanced artificial intelligence as a soul, then no.
I don't think I would necessarily count that. That is an entire debate for us to get into another thing. And that's why I was like, this is kind of existential. Cool. Good to know for me.
Yeah.
So that's a no for me, whatever that means.
For good or for bad.
Yeah.
I don't know either way.
Just checking in. Just figuring things out.
Just want to know the details.
Yeah.
I will say, Jason, look closely at the wording, one of the moves that you've used before. That's my DM hint.
I have to assume it's Trick of the Eye because I only have three moves.
Yeah. Yeah. Because.
Uh-oh.
The wording of the mixed success suggests something to me, at least as a DM, for a full success.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that hint. Thank you. That's very generous of you.
I'm a generous DM. I played to see the story, and I have a terror of eventually dying, so I'm not heavy on killing unless people really fuck up.
All right, well...
So did we like get to our location and stop, or are these preparations going on as we're driving there still?
I think the preparations are as you guys are continuing to drive.
Okay.
So I have a theoretical question I probably should have brought up in the first session. Would it stand a reason that Leon would have some sort of like night vision or something, being that he is a robot?
I will have you roll a luck roll on that.
were you designed with night vision or not? Yeah.
I should have brought this up before.
Basically, what a ruckle means is you take what luck you have left, you divide it in half, and I believe round down, and that's your modifier to what it's like a normal roll, but you do that.
Yeah, you do round down because the most you can have is +3.
Well, let's see. So that's a 8. Because I have 4 rounded down to, yeah, so 2, and I had 3 and 3 on the dice. So that's a 6 plus 2.
You don't have full on night vision, but you see better in the night. Like think like a drow. You don't have superior dark vision. You just have dark vision. So in the darkness, you see things in shadow.
Okay, so that could be useful for whatever's gonna happen next.
Yeah,
because that could help us a lot. As in, like, I could probably take the front and everybody just have it. Like, whenever we do stop it before we go, like, I guess Leon would be in the front and all of the squishy people would be behind
mm-hmm.
the big metal robot that still has 8 health to go.
Ooh.
and can't go unstable. So
very helpful, yeah.
Raj will just say this in response.
I like your funny words, Magic Man.
Thank you. I am programmed to please.
Okay, so I think as you guys are heading up, you hear a scream again. But here's the weird thing. You can tell it's in the area, but you're not seeing it anywhere on the ground. And I need you all to beat a bad situation. All
right.
Bad situation. I have 0 in sharp.
I have 1 in sharp.
Wow, and I rolled an 11.
I also have 0 in sharp.
So that is a 9.
These old eyes are amazing.
That has a 7.
I got a 5.
Oh, guys, my knee's acting up. I sense something.
Okay. I apologize in advance, Andrew. He's picking on your kid. So I think as you guys are heading up and you're looking around, I think we're going to go first with... Well, let's go first with the highest roll. So that'd be Brian. And Brian, what is Raj... All right, so Raj, you have 3 questions. And also let me know how you're looking around, because it will affect your answers.
What are my choices for the questions again for a really bad situation?
It is, what's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable to me? And what's the best way to protect the victim?
Okay, super easy. What's the biggest threat?
Mm. Okay, I think as you're looking around, you notice some of the dirt moving around. Like you can't, like before, you can't see the actual thing, but you can see its effects on the environment. And there's one of the Hydra heads seems to be heading towards heading behind you guys to encircle you guys.
Okay, I'm actually gonna hold the rest of my questions, and I just want to yell back to whoever's going to listen and go,
quick, alrighty now, one of you get up here and put your fingers in my ears so I can see the monster.
Yeah, Alexander will cover Raj's ears, I guess. Since he's in the passenger seat.
Okay, yeah, you see this snake just kind of coming around behind you guys, and it has this, you see the same thing as what's noticed was the one that died, that you see the head, and it just kind of comes to, it's weird because it kind of comes to an ethereal state, like it's some kind of super, like almost like it's like part of what makes it how it is. There's a Hydra, but it's not necessarily, it's connected, but it's not connected, if that makes sense, because this is more of a this is almost more of a metaphysical creature.
Doing that timey-wimey magic shit. I don't like it.
I like your new catchphrase, by the way. I don't like it. Very old man of you.
Very good touch.
Yeah.
Wait, I have to do this now.
Is that the Hydra over there? Tell him I don't like him.
Cool. So we're in the car. The Hydra is in front of us. Raj, your ears are covered.
Oh no, the Hydra. There's a Hydra head behind you. Now you don't get it. Yeah, you know at least there's one Hydra head behind you. Oh
man, we're surrounded.
I didn't say that.
John, you're putting us in the movie Tremors. I love it, but oh man.
Oh no, this is worse than Tremors. You'll see, or you won't.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, so are you still holding your questions?
Actually, yeah, I would like to hold those.
Okay, so then...
I think that'll come useful handy later. I'm going to sit and wait for everyone else.
Okay, all right. Leon, Alexander, you guys can pick which one of you goes first, since you guys got kind of the same role. Mixed success.
I'm fine either way.
I did have a theory question, I guess. So one of my moves, I don't know if this would work for this, but one of my moves is called But Why. So it's like your struggles to understand people mean that they can reveal more than they mean to. Always take one extra hold when you investigate a mystery or read a bad situation.
Ooh, that's really good.
Okay, yeah, then I would allow that be by RPing it out. Like you're actually going to, you need to talk to another member of the party.
Okay. So, what if me and Alexander talk to each other?
Okay.
As a part of our mixed success, I guess. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah. I think you guys are both kind of distracted, maybe a little distracted by the noise, but you're enough that you can pick up something. So
let's see. So, what, I have 2 questions?
Yep. And you've also been told by Raj that at least one Hydra head is behind you guys.
Oh, no.
Maybe what's the best way to protect the victims? And what's my best way out?
Best way out is back the way you came, if you can get past that Hydra head.
Okay, so then I would say to Alexander, like, okay, so best way out is we gotta turn around. But what, like, what would that accomplish if we turn around?
And I would say that the for the answer to the other question, you're definitely sure that the scream came from somewhere around here. Just you're not sure. The best way to protect the victim is to figure out where they are. And which way are you looking around? That's also another question I should ask.
So are we? You're in the. So who's in the front seat? Raj and Alexander.
So Raj and I are in the front. Raj is driving.
You're taking up the whole back seat.
You're in the back seat, and then Wiley is sitting on the back of the Jeep.
I'm in between the car and the Hydra head right now.
Yeah, closest to the Hydra head.
In fact, Raj would see that it's moving towards Wiley.
Oh no!
And Wiley probably doesn't see it at all because he got a 5.
Because Raj is just yelling out, "Oh no, Billy!" So you have no idea who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Well, would I be like, you know, because I was looking at the front seat, would I still be able to, in theory, see the rear, one of the like side view mirrors or the rear view mirrors to see the creature?
In theory, but how we've described your character, how big they are, I think you can't use the rear view mirror because you'd just be seeing yourself. It'd be like one of those infinite mirror things going on.
Oh, yeah, I would just have, like, it would be an infinite loop.
And then the side mirrors, the creature is out of your sight from the mirrors.
Okay.
That's how close it is, let's put it that way, and where it's positioned.
Okay, so if Wiley didn't hear Raj say, oh no, look out, I think I would just be, like, try to, like, yell out, like, Wiley, you may want to look around. Something's happening? Not sure what's going on, though.
Wiley, I mean, he would, gosh, how would he plug his ears while he's holding onto the car?
The answer is he wouldn't.
Could I do the whole, like, put one ear against my shoulder and use one hand to plug the other one while holding on with one hand?
I had a thought of if I could roll protect someone.
Oh, yeah, that might make sense.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a roll protect someone, because I feel like with Wiley's roll for read a bad situation, you've gotten distracted with the bro board, and you're just kind of doing a little kickflip.
You're trying to do an ollie on the back of the Jeep.
I'm sitting here messing around while things are falling apart behind us, yeah.
Oh, and I get a plus one when I roll protect somebody on top of my...
Oh, is he acting on the answers to his read a bad situation too?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yes, I am.
So you get a plus one from that.
So, let's see. So on tough, and I have a 2 tough.
So you get like a plus 4.
So this is plus 4. Dice don't fail me now, baby. Dice don't fail me now.
We hit a like hill a little too hard, and Wiley pops up on the skateboard and like takes like holds one hand to the back of the bumper and like just like does like a half flip and comes back down, and like we see the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater score pop up when he lands. Like 3,000 points.
The radio hits, the bump changes the radio, and all of a sudden you hear Superman by Goldfinger play.
Oh, god damn it. Everyone knows no effects is superior.
So I'll take that 11, please and thank you.
Nice.
All right.
4 plus 3 plus 4.
I picture this, Nick, that Neon literally just snatches Wiley up and pulls him into the Jeep.
Oh, that's it, because Wiley is a lot smaller than Leon, and Leon is a...
Oh yeah, I'm tiny.
Is a mecha. So he just, like, all Wiley sees is two arms just, like, come out of the vehicle and just snatch him.
Do I at least get to bring the brogy board with me? The bro board?
Yeah, I think you grab onto it, and you just hear a snap at the ground below.
Nice.
If I might.
I think I whip my head around at the sound. I'm assuming I don't see anything.
Just in the nick of time, baby.
Yeah, you don't see anything at the moment. You can...
Yeah. Yeah, he's just going to be like, oh, I guess it was pretty close, huh?
Yes, it was very close.
All right, Jason, now it's Alexander's turn.
All right. I got to make success on that. I get one question. What's most vulnerable to me?
You know, I want to say... you can hear the audio snap of the creature, and you can see, I think as you're looking around, you look back and you see Leon pull up Wiley and you hear the snap, you have a moment of realization. You could probably easily stab this thing without knowing where it is, because you know where it went and how you know what it just did. You hear, because you heard the snap. I think like you pick up on the snap and you have a general sense of where this thing is, where you know where to stab, even though you can't actually physically see it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That didn't sound like the end of a sentence for a second.
Yeah, basically, the hider head behind you is the most vulnerable to you, because you have, just because you've been paying attention to everyone around you and you've been helping, you helped Raj with that, you literally know where you could just stab down, and you're fairly certain you can hit this thing without even caring that you know where it is.
Okay, yeah, then I would absolutely take that opportunity that I know where it is and what's going on to, I will have to let go of Raj's head.
No!
Yeah, turn around and just like whip out my hand and just like previously, have my flaming trident, form in my hand as I'm thrusting it out at where I think the Hydra head is. And so that's a kick to the ass.
He just looks through the rearview mirror, sees the flaming trident and everything, squints his eyes and goes, I knew it! You're a very handsome young man, Billy.
I think Leon has, like, Wily on his chest, as, like, they're just both looking up at this flaming trident. And, like, I think Leon's like, well, that was a close one. Just kind of, like,
yeah,
tries to stay still.
Leon, you're looking up as this happens. After this roll, I need you to roll me a sharp.
Oh.
Yeah, I need...
Wait, but fire is my animating force.
No. You said you looked up as this trident goes for him. That's why I need you to roll a sharp.
Okay.
Is this like a basilisk?
Yeah, this is a 9 on the die, by the way, on kick some ass.
Nice. And you got a +1 for acting on your thing, so that's a 10. Wait, is success on 10 to 12, or is it 12? Let me double check.
10 to 12 is a full success.
All right.
So hold on, I'm gonna post this so nobody thinks I'm punching the rolls. but this is a 6 and a 6 plus 1.
He got us. Oh my god!
Nice.
Oh great.
So yeah, and I put the proof is in the pudding. I put it in the player discussion.
Great. So that's, I guess that's a 12 on mine and a 12 on Leon's. So what happened?
All right. So what's your extra option for kick some ass?
I will give +1 forward to Raj because he's driving, and if he crashes this car, we're all fucked. All
right. How much damage does your trident do again?
I want to say, yeah, 3 harm, fire, and magic. And so I would say that, like, yeah, I reach over and like kind of thrust over the shoulder of Leon and like over the head of Wily, pricking this thing like in the nose and just like yelling at Raj, like, keep driving, whatever you do, just keep moving forward because this thing is right on us.
Oh, you guys are at the hideout. Sorry, my bad. I thought you said it earlier.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because you guys are at the hideout, but you heard the scream again, but you're not sure where. Yeah, I think so. You stab into it. It's a pretty clean hit, but it feels tough. You get the sense that this thing may have some armor. But here's the thing. Leon, as you look up, a bit of blood drops on your face, and you see a young man dangling in the air above you, being with wounds in their side like they've been bit, and weakly struggling and trying, like they're trying to push them, pull themselves free. What do you do?
So they're directly above me?
They're above you guys. They're like at least a couple yards in the air. That's why you didn't see anyone when you heard the scream.
So I guess let's say I'd like to do something beyond mechanical limitations and leap into the, like, so I'm gonna like set Wily down and just be like, I'll be right back. And he just wants to like get out of, well, shit, he can't get out. He's just gonna jump straight through the roof.
Superman, go home.
Oh my bad, it doesn't have a roof. It's the roofless Jeep.
Okay, so then I'm gonna roll. I want to roll use magic to do something beyond mechanical limitation to basically, you know, high jump this thing.
Yeah, you Iron Giant this shit.
Yeah. The little, like, C-3PO grows rocket boots, basically. But not really. Well, here's a tough decision. Because I rolled 5-0. So, So, do I just, you know, do I do the do and burn the luck? Or do I just say screw it and tell everybody else, hey, the kid's in the sky?
I think we will figure it out either way.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? I'm burning the luck. I want to save this child more than anything.
Okay, and he's a teenager. I know. I forgot to mention that. One of the people with you was his friend.
Okay, so the young adult. I would like to rescue the young adult.
Okay.
Let's do this thing. So, like, could that be, like, my glitches that, like, it propels me, like, my failure causes a malfunction?
I think he's talking about his luck consequence.
Yeah.
I think your luck consequence is that you're gonna rocket into it and then you're gonna like tumble back towards the ground.
Oh no.
Okay. So then my glitch.
Have you seen the Iron Man movies?
Yeah. So could we say my glitch is like it has a problematic side effect?
Well, because you use luck, it's a 12 now, so you don't get a glitch.
Yeah. So instead of a glitch, it's the overcharge. Like, you know that scene where they show like the knockoff Iron Man armors, and there's like the guy who kind of rockets up and then just kind of like spins the spirals in the air and then crashes. That's sort of what's gonna kind of happen.
Oh no!
Oh.
You kind of launch up and you kind of like fire jets down as you jump up and you just kind of like spiral into it and you literally missile into it and it knocks the teenager free, but someone should probably might need to do something to catch him because he's going to fall out.
Can I do a protect someone roll as I'm falling to try and, because I get the +1 to protect someone.
Well, I think it needs to be someone else because you're kind of like rocketing with this Hydra on your.
Yeah, you're dealing with the consequences of your actions.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Into the cliff face.
Yeah. Okay. So I took the Hydra with me then.
You did take the Hydra with you.
Well, you know what? We're going kamikaze, baby. Into the cliff face.
Go.
But here's the fun thing: if you do it, you do notice. Down on the ground, the one that is this one feels a lot meatier, and it actually has a tail on it, and it has this. And I think you just feel it as it's wrapping around you. It has stumps on it because it's wrapping itself around you.
So basically, I have Hydra Prime, basically, and we've been fighting this thing's heads as individual things of the bigger monster. Is that what I just figured out?
Yes. I think you get the sense as you watch this teenager tumble, it came here to eat him to get another head back.
Okay, so then I think, like, as I realize this, y'all just see me, like, just reach my hands, like, up to, like, grab this thing, and I'm just gonna start twisting. Like, I'm doing, like, a whole full, like, leaf hurricane out of my malfunction. Like, I just want to take this sucker into the cliff with me.
Oh, yeah, you're already doing that. You're both going out, but you're not controlling your overcharge. So you have you're literally having, like, suddenly you have boot jets, like I said, like this thing, like, only one of the boot jets go off, the guy starts spinning, and you're just seeing your teammate. Yeah.
All right, well, whatever damage I incur from this, I will take wholeheartedly.
Well. With that ending, I think it's safe to say this battle is reaching its inevitable end. And what a cliffhanger. Leon literally rocketing towards a cliff with the Hydra. Oh boy, next week's episode is going to be one for the books poppers. And you can be very excited as well, because we shall have a very special one-shot airing. Welcome to the Neighborhood, featuring a very special guest. Now, if you have enjoyed today's episode, remember to leave us a review and to share us with your friends. Follow us along on Twitter at Dungeons & Pop, and to join our Discord social channel and chat with the cast, and who knows, you might find yourself in our next one-shot, because we are out to play with everyone. Till the next one!